Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Dude.
Dude is right.
This is going to be a shit show today. My mom is having, she might have a UTI. We're not sure. She's in extreme pain. There's been lots of moaning and wailing, which I have no empathy for. Like, I'm like, oh, like I try to put
gnashing
on a nice,
of teeth?
What?
Yeah. Is there any gnashing of teeth? Let there be gnashing of teeth.
Sure. That's next. But I can't imagine working in a nursing home and just hearing that from every fucking room all the time. It would drive me insane.
Right?
I would absolutely strangle an old person.
Those people are angels. Those
yes.
people. Yeah.
Just because Laura House has that joke about how all old people sound angry all the time. Like they just sound mad. And my mom's the same way. She just, Laurie, I need you. And it doesn't make me go to the room with compassion. I go with like both fingers up. What do you want? You know?
Right, so. Right. It's just the constant pain of being old. It's, I have a friend of mine who was almost done with the training.
Yeah.
She would call me and tell me about it and go, hey, today we learned how to change the sheets of someone who couldn't move. And I was like,
no.
This is something you want to do, right? And she said, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
It's. I have to tell you, my stepmother once, she told me that she had to wipe my grandmother's butt one time.
Oh,
right?
God.
And she said when it was over.
No.
My grandmother said to her, next time, let me die. And I was like, grab a cation for the win.
I'm on board with that lady. Yeah. So, it's just been, you know, I don't know, I feel
insane.
Quite frazzled and, again, just on call and yelled at a lot, you know?
Right. Right. Andy, I am in the kitchen because Andy has driven away to, the Central Valley of California to go look at his mom,
man,
do some yard work. If she needs any yard work, open maybe the box of kitty litter, that is in the garage.
Yeah.
And then they can stare at each other from 6 feet and then he's going to drive home. And I put the earthquake kit in the car and I secretly put some more cash into his wallet.
Aww.
I was like, you know, if he has to go rogue, I got the extra Purell in.
You're a husband prepper. That's good.
yes. And I was like, you better come back because the thing is, you know, if he ends up having to stay there, he'll have to stay there for 2 weeks, you know?
Oh.
Just because I don't know, there's like quarantine-y kind of things. Someone was telling me that, I don't know, was it you? That someone was telling me that their hairdresser?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you.
Believe so, Jackie, check out. I'm I'm pretty fucking tempted. She sent
Andy cut mine.
Well, it's not the cut. It's this. It's this. Do you
it's
see this?
Roots.
This ditch.
Your brown hair.
It's like I have a ditch, and then the ocean starts here. Well, I don't know. That's not how oceans or ditches work. But no, she sent a text saying that she's willing to come to like an outdoor space. You know, go in the backyard or her yard if you swear that you've been quarantined 95% of the time, which is great if I was her only client. But
see,
I don't know these other.
If she wants to cut people's hair once every 14 days to make sure that, but if she's going to do 9 a day to try to catch up.
Who, like, how do I know these? I trust her. She's totally paranoid.
Sure.
But I don't trust the other. I don't know these other people whose hair she's cutting and the places, what they're bringing to her house or what she's walking into. But on the other hand, you know, she fucking needs an income, you know?
Right.
It's all
right.
That she's like a comic. She's completely self-generating income. So I don't
Talk
know.
Talk to me about it. Yeah. Guess what? The money's gone down because it was good in the first month. People were psyched. But and it's
with Zoom it's shows fine. And stuff.
Yeah. With Zoom shows and stuff. But that is not, you know, the money that I was telling you I was making that first month. Nowhere near that.
Right.
And that's fine because I can't. in good conscience, ask people to give me $10 every time they come and see me work on the same hour, right?
Well, Jackie, it works out to like $1 a tag, which I don't know. I think is fair, honestly.
Right. Well, and some people are psyched to see the new jam and the new. I got a new tag. It's all a blur. I did the Hofstetter Ben Glee
Nowhere Club.
Not the club. I did their sort of their morning zoo show.
Okay.
And I got a new tag off of that, and I've got to try it a couple of times.
Good.
And got it out of the chat list, right? The silent riffing that is the
chat. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it works. It works. It is a dumb tag, but I told the whoever in the chat room said it, I was like, that is now mine. I am using that because it is a dumb tag, but I want it.
A comic, and I gotta look up who it was. I could just probably, it was on Nicole Blaine and Esther Steinberg's show at Cantor's, gave me a tag. I think I did it in November because he gave me a tag for my climate change polar bear thing. That kind of like shaped the first half of it completely. And
that's awesome.
He just kind of riffed it while in a conversation. And I was like, that's cool. And then it turned out to be like a linchpin. So I gotta look up who was on that show and just know who it was so I can thank them at some point when I see them again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. Did you have a lot of shows this week?
I had my show. I did it on Thursday. Oh, this is a funny story. So I did.
Yay, we got one.
Right. So I do a Thursday where I've decided that I need to run the hour, right?
Yeah, every Thursday.
But I have a. Well,
that's cool. That should be a weekly thing.
Okay.
You do it.
Yeah. Why don't you do it?
I got a lot of ideas for you.
I have a very nice fan named Elena, uh-huh, who also has tasks for me. Anyway, but she's willing to become my patron. But I don't know that I can. I actually tried to write yesterday in the new space attached to the garage, and I wrote, wait for it, 3 paragraphs. And I don't even know what it was.
That's great.
Was it a memoir?
Who cares?
Was it essays? It was just 3 paragraphs and whatever it is. And I did a vision board because of Elena. And so she's doing good work, Elena Rodriguez. You're inspiring me.
That's really cool. I can't do a vision board while my mom is alive because she'll talk to me about it.
You have to hide it.
It ruins it, right? I wouldn't mind having one, you know, with my son being able to see it. That's fine.
Have you done one ever? I've never done one.
I haven't. I mean, as a girl, I had like scrapbooks full of women whose cheekbones I wished I had, which is totally attainable. You can always get another face. So I always had good goals that weren't about my appearance. But I think that's a great idea. And
right.
And I also like, you know, that you're from the Midwest and you're doing it, that opens it up to a lot of people. Like when you do something that way, it's like, oh, if Jackie did it, I can do it.
Right, right. It was like if this farmhand can head out and do it. I have to say that I did it. I asked Maria about it and then she was like, just fucking do it. And so I did it. Anyway, so I did a show. What is now going to be my Thursday show, you guys.
Yeah.
1 hour. By the way, exhausting. I don't know what the maximum amount of time you've done on Zoom.
I did a 45-er for Flappers. Exhausting. It was like I needed to rest. But luckily, I was right next to my bed because that's where my entire life is. So I could easily nap.
Right. And I didn't... It's just a different kind of tired, right? I mean, everything is a different kind of tired.
Yeah.
It's very, very weird. Anyway, so I did it, and then I had to do KFI radio for Acme.
Okay.
For the show that's tonight. We're recording this on Saturday. Kyle can't come. So then I just had a 15-minute morning radio call-in thing that I did for KFI. And then I forgot that I was doing a Utah show for Doug Culp. Mm. I was one of the younger comics over in Salt Lake.
Right.
So I log back on and I'm just exhausted. And then I see that he's got three people in the audience.
I've done a lot of those shows.
Have you? It was, you ever remember?
They're fine. Shows?
Yeah. Do you remember the shows that sometimes they're fine, sometimes they're a nightmare?
Yeah.
But sometimes they're great.
Yeah.
Because the stakes couldn't be lower.
Exactly.
And I stayed seated, my friend. And I had the mic in my hand and I did 30 minutes seated. And it was incredibly comfortable. I got to tighten up some jokes. Three people and Doug, I believe, had a lovely time. We didn't
have to
meet anyone.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a couple shows where I don't like it when the comics are the audience. Because I know what it's like to watch comedy. And so I don't want to be that. I don't want to be torturing other comics with my act. I'd rather be torturing the audience.
Right.
Because they don't think it's torture, right?
Right. Right.
So, yeah. But even if it's just like three or four people, that's fine. That's enough. I can kind of get a read. And just like you said, it's like, oh, all right. Well, fuck it. And then maybe you get a little more conversational, which kind of leads to a few more tags that you can put into a more presentational form at some point. But yeah, I mean, I haven't read this article yet, but it's called Zoom fatigue. And I'm like, oh, I'm saving that. It exists. I'm tired of this interaction. Like I can't, I'm looking at my camera. I'm not looking at you, but I think it looks to you like I'm looking at you, right? Or am I looking off?
You're looking a little off. What am I looking at?
You're looking at my left breast, which is the best one. I mean, you made a good choice.
Thanks.
Wait, I'm trying to wait. Tell me when my eye line looks like it's looking at you, right here. Oh, okay. So the scent. Okay, all right. So that's what I'm just trying to do.
How about me? Am I looking at you?
Yes, you are right now.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay. So this is to our audience, it'll look like we're looking at them, but I'm looking at the rim of my iPad and listening to you. And that's how I'm responding to this conversation.
Yep. Yep.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it is a lot. And, but I, you know, there's something there because of the isolation, I need to do regular Zoom things too, where I actually just talk to friends and family.
Right.
On the Zoom, not just Zoom shows. So I think that, I don't know. I ordered groceries because Andy drove up to look at his mom.
Yeah.
And so I ordered some groceries delivered here, but I used the Instacart that delivers to my dad, but I changed the address so that the groceries would come from the Ralphs in my neighborhood to me, did not change the phone number. So my dad kept texting me going, hey, Owen's working on your groceries. And you know what it did? Broke up his day.
It was nice. Keep it up.
Yeah. He was also telling me that he was like, you know, I feel like I'm in jail. And I said, you know, 5 days after all this started, Dad, Ice-T tweeted. And then I went to explain to him who Ice-T was. And my father, 84, goes, I know who Ice-T is, Jackie.
He's on Law and Order. That's why old people know who he is.
Exactly. I was like, that's amazing that you know. I keep sending him movies. Like I sent him Defending Your Life, Albert Brooks. And because he likes Rip Torn in anything.
You got to give me your dad's address because I've got some DVDs from, you know, that I'm not supposed to be sharing. But your dad, if he just promises to destroy them, I don't think I'll be kicked out of the guild. But
you think that he might like? Yeah, it's all you have to send him a postcard too.
A postcard as well.
Yeah. Send him some kind of note going.
You can't bring it up. You can't mention it?
Here's the thing. Here's what he's going to want. I will totally mention it, but if you could print a picture of yourself, send him your headshot with a signed headshot.
Oh, my God.
He needs He needs a beautiful blonde lady to send him stuff that he can talk to me about.
Who has a print out other headshot anymore?
You can print something from the internet. Just print a, because I've taken to, like, my sister-in-law texted me a picture of my nephew cutting my brother's hair.
Uh-huh.
I printed that picture because my dad doesn't have internet. He has a flip phone. And I just printed him that letter and I wrote on that picture and I wrote on the back of it, look, Michael's cutting Russ's hair. And so, breaks up his week.
I'll tell you what, we're on hiatus this next week. If I can rummage through shit in the garage, I might be able to find an old printout of me in my Catholic school skirt, you know, my uniform
that I did I don't want to know about that.
87.
But you do whatever. You do it. He's going to be so psyched. And it's so funny. He calls Maria Bamford Marie.
Yeah.
He's like, get Marie to call me. He's going to talk to me. He's like, get Laura to call me.
And, so he took the A off Maria's name and he's going to add it to mine.
Right.
That's okay.
What he's totally going to do. He's cracking me up these days, but, anyway, I have four shows this week.
That's cool.
Well, I have the one tonight. I'm doing Irene Tu's show.
Right on.
I'm doing Ngayo's show on the Nowhere. And I'm doing an armed forces kind of benefit show.
Mm-hmm.
It's the guy, he lives in Maryland and he's got all these soldiers and sailors and tinkers and spies and ladder holders. Who knows? Anyway, but he runs like a show to teach soldiers and to teach armed forces people to do stand up.
Oh boy.
As a way to sort of deal with PTSD. And I said, it's just adding to it, but do whatever you need to do.
you're adding the PTSD to your PTSD.
I was like,
that is no cure. Oh my God.
And so he asked
they're better off going back to Iraq or Afghanistan, honestly, please. A little bit less trauma.
So he asked me if I would close the show. And I, by the way, I turned him on to the comic GIs.
Okay. Know, Yeah.
And I said, go to this website and see if you can get any of these guys to perform. Cause they're working comics who were in the service.
Yeah.
Right. And they do a lot of armed forces entertainment or USO kind of stuff overseas. And that it might be inspirational for the young, you know, the up and coming service people doing stand up. Who knows? But those are my four shows. And then I guess I'm doing my long set again on Thursday.
Okay.
So good. Everybody come and help me out.
Let's see. I have a show on Sunday night. It's useless because this is coming out on Monday for the Punchline though.
That's right. I did it last week. That was awesome.
I'm psyched. I've decided to just pretend the shows are at the club that is sponsoring it. And I'm excited to be at the Punchline again.
Yeah, there you go. What do you know? Emily Van Dyke. Emily Van Dyke in Minneapolis. San Francisco comic. I worked with her last week at that San Francisco.
Okay.
The Ron, you're doing it for Ron, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ron Vai.
Ron Vai?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had Emily on that show and she was the one. Remember last week I said somebody named Emily Van Dyke, Emily, and I couldn't remember her last name, had the best Mother's Day joke. And so, and it really is. It's, it was a really good Mother's mom joke.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm going to put her forward for a comic of the week in the future.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought I'd bring it up now though. We're just talking about you this week, but one day you'll get the bump. Hey, can we do a break for Max Fun?
Sure.
Hey, Max Funsters, it's Jesse Thorne. This week on my public radio interview show, Bullseye, I'm talking with Tina Fey and Robert Carlock about creating Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, 30 Rock, and also just kind of why they're the best at everything.
There was a window of time when we used to go to awards things and pick up our prizes and party with the people from Mad Men.
You can find Bullseye at MaximumFun.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne.
There was an Olympic swimmer named Amy Van Dyken who,
oh, yeah?
She was a sprinter and I follow her on Instagram. She used to spit in her competitors' lanes. She's gold medalist, I think, in Atlanta. And, you know.
Not for good sportsmanship. That's not what her gold medal
Jack,
was in.
In retrospect, it's awesome. Now, if you're if you're in lane five, it's not good. But so what? And but she. Oh, go ahead.
I have a swimming question.
Yes.
I have seen that you're supposed to spit in your goggles. Is that real?
Well, yeah, or lick them. Yeah, just to keep it keeps them from fogging up. Yeah.
Okay. I never had goggles as a kid.
I don't spit. I just lick, but it's the same fluid. Okay. It spits a little.
Yeah, it's still saliva.
It's a little formed. but she was in an ATV accident, right? And she's paralyzed now.
Ooh.
And it's like, I think waist down. And so her journey on Instagram is about, you know, just dealing with that and getting in shape and staying in shape. I mean, her upper body, fucking bananas right now. And she just posts a lot of workout videos and, you know, it looks like apparently it's like a permanent paralysis. It happened a couple years ago, so this is just her new life. But just because you mentioned Emily Van Dyke, it made me think of her. She's a great person to follow on Instagram if you need some inspiration and some athletic inspiration. I got the stretch cords, and now I have to get. I'm gonna get William to put in some anchors so I can. Right now, I have them. There's some weird pole in my backyard. That's diagonal to the pool. So I put the stretch cords in and I'm swimming diagonally across a rectangular pool. It's really strange. It doesn't feel right.
But hopefully it
works. You know, it's like it's good enough. Right. And I'm still tired after I get out of the pool. So it's okay. And, I'm very lucky to have a pool. And, but here's the thing. So I go to, I went to the hardware store to buy these anchors that I'm going to have William drill into concrete. So I can swim just across a rectangular pool. There was this lady, from our time on Twitter, we would call a Karen right off the bat instantly. Right.
Right.
Just,
It's so sad. There are other shitty names from 1965. You guys just think about Kimberly and Elizabeth.
But anyway. Jackie, aren't you glad they didn't go with Jackie or Lori?
I mean, so glad they
thank
didn't
go God
with
they went with Karen.
That's why I'm only referring to Rontowski as Rontowski.
So white lady, you know, and,
out of her damn mind.
It just looks pissed. And she's got, here's the thing. I think a lot of guys, there's some guys won't wear masks because they think they're feminine. So, but they're wearing the, bandana so they look like bank robbers. And I think there's a subset of guys that's enjoying that. Right. And then there's other people that are just pissed they have to wear something on their face. So she's one of those. She's got a bandana on, but it's pulled down. Like you have to enter a bandana. You have to enter a bandana, get in the store. There's huge signs, or you must have a mask, you must have a covering. So she got in and then she just pulls it down, right? So I see her in one of the aisles and I'm like, and then, but it's like maybe someone's pulling it down for a second or whatever. And I go about, I find my little anchors, and then I go to check out, and she's sitting on their outdoor lounge furniture, you know, just sitting like this thing pulled down. So I said, hey, the mask's got to go over your nose. Like I wasn't polite about it. I was like,
you know what that is? That's white on white. That's great. That's good. That's good. White people talking to white people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I definitely would have a different demeanor if the person wasn't white, just because now I know how I look. And, but if it's a white lady, I'm fucking on it hard. I'm very excited. I want to catch white women doing this. and she goes, I know. And then she like pulls it up like this. And I'm like, all right.
You don't know.
So you know, and you think it's bullshit. And so now you're in a store where like I can walk out, but these employees are trapped here all day long. And probably 10% of the people they have to deal with are like you, who might be snorting their COVID all over you, right? So then, and I did it two other times. I did it once in Lowe's when I was looking for something else. And I did it once at a nursery. I'm only going to hardware stores to buy plants and things like that. And the other two times it was dudes and white, and one, no offense, Jackie, pretty sure was Armenian. I'm totally comfortable with saying that to an Armenian man. Yeah.
Did you comment it to all of them?
I did. So I've done it three times. Good. Yeah. So one of the guys, he was standing in line in front of me, and then he forgot something, so he got out of the line, and then he came back, and he got behind me. I go, oh no, you can go in front of me, it's fine. And then he pulled this thing down, and now he owes me because I let him go back in line. So I think he pulled it up because I was nice to him earlier, but he probably would have fought me had I not, let him have his place back. But I do feel like, I was thinking, I tweeted about this, like, we comics, we this is what we do, is people are talking.
That's what some comics do, and they're really
a lot of us. We say, shut the fuck up, right? Yep. And if they don't shut up, we have them kicked out. So we have that arrogance, and we don't care. We should be going, if we're in a store, if you're in a store and you're a comic and you see this shit, summon that bitch, that cunt, that asshole, and tell that person, hey, pull that up. You know, you're supposed to be covered. And if they,
this is a beautiful corporate. This is something Lowe's could hire.
Totally. That's what I said.
A corporate.
Like their employees, first of all, they're just trying to do that. They are uncomfortable yelling at customers. Okay. We're not, I'm not, I'm more comfortable yelling at people than not yelling at them.
I went to one place this week, and it was Target. I went to the secret Target, and I stood in line, and they were letting like five people in at a time. And, and it was blessedly empty, and almost everybody was doing the right thing.
Right.
But as I was looking to buy a hippie bag, right? I was looking to buy a reusable bag.
Yeah.
They're not selling them anymore. They're giving away bags. They're buying the bags and just, the 10 months. Target is just giving you bags.
Okay.
And so, so I asked this woman, and she was on her walkie talkie, and she said, hi, guy just skipped the line, walked in, no mask, headed to the bathroom, which is not open.
Wow.
And I have no closure for any of us.
How?
Because
what's she supposed to do? Like, these people signed up to be cashiers and stock shit. They didn't sign up to be bouncers. I mean,
she makes $12 an hour. This is not enough. Yeah.
Like a security guard got shot to death at a dollar store because he tried to prevent somebody without a mask from going in. This is like in Michigan or one of those crazy states. Right. But you know. You as a comic, if you feel comfortable, you're protecting the employees because they do not feel comfortable doing this. Some of them, I think at Kroger's, somebody tweeted back to me at Kroger that works at Kroger's that Kroger's will not allow their employees to yell at customers. Trader Joe's was even saying, hey, don't wear a mask. We don't want to scare people. The corporations are very afraid of pissing off customers. So they're not letting their employees be assholes, even if they want to be. You know, it's like a please wear your mask type of thing. And it's being mask wearing is being positioned as you do you. If you feel comfortable wearing a mask, you can't. That's not the point. The mask isn't going to protect you as much as it's going to protect other people. We all got to do it. Okay.
Right. So it's to protect your spit from hitting somebody else.
And theirs from you. That's the whole. So I'm not like protecting myself when I wear a mask. I mean, maybe a little bit. But I'm protecting you in case. And same with you. That's what you're supposed to be doing for me. And so anyone who's not doing that in a store is fucking over the employees because they can't really defend themselves. It's like somebody's got a gun aimed at them and you can't yell, stop. You know, you just got to hope they don't shoot you.
Right. You just got to live. Yeah.
So
you're saying that comics.
I'm saying comics. We're bored. We don't have hecklers anymore, right? And if we do, we can't figure out who the fuck they are because they're on Zoom page 6 of the show, right? These are people you can go out, mask up, and hunt these people in stores and fucking yell at them and get that shit out of your system. And you're doing some good.
Have you, did you, yeah, I agree completely and entirely. Two things. One, did you see Ophira Eisenberg's tweet?
No.
About everyone should follow Ophira Eisenberg.
Yes, she's great.
Her tweet was that her four-year-old was acting up, so she put him in the corner and was like, give him a timeout or whatever. And
yeah.
And it, he, she said he literally yelled out, four-year-old, he said, unmute me.
That's great. Hilarious.
I was like, yes.
Hilarious.
And so I would like corporations, you're correct. I don't know how they can do that, how they can hire that, but here's what corporations can do. They can replace Mini Muffin Monday with Jackie Cation doing a 10-minute set. How about that?
What's Mini Muffin Monday?
Mini Muffin Monday is what corporations will do. They'll be like, hey, we got donuts for everybody. You know, they bring them into the office. There might be every Monday that might bring in muffins.
You mean like companies, not stores,
yeah,
like
companies.
A company. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, yeah, yeah, companies. Yeah. I could do a Zoom show on my set, and you could pay me to come in. I don't know, what do Mini Muffins cost for a company on a Monday? $50? What are you spending? $100?
And I can do the following Monday.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? So give us $50 or $100 and we'll do 10 minutes at you. And then that'll break up everybody's company day
with
a little bit of stand-up comedy.
I agree. And I'm so mad that early on in this, her name's Carol. She was hiring comics to do 10 minutes for her company.
Yeah, she hired me.
And I was like, no thanks. And now I'm like, hello?
She's listening.
Well, yeah, I know, but I think she blew through their budget or something. I don't know.
She might have. But hey, let's do comic of the week.
Oh, I picked. So it's the one we were going to do.
I picked somebody.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, because I just saw her on that show called Shoot 'Em Up.
I have a list at least seven long of women I've worked with in the past. People can see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have three that I worked with because I want to do Emily's at some point. And I want to do Katie Hughes, who I worked with a long time ago.
Okay.
But I also want to do this woman. Her name is Melanie Maras. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. She hosted this weird – she's a comic. She's Indonesian-American.
Mm-hmm.
And she has her special on her website, Melanie Maras, M-A-R-A-S.
M-A-R-A-S?
Yeah.
And Maris?
Maris, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. But her Twitter and Instagram is Trouble Jones, @TroubleJones. That simplifies.
Sure.
But she essentially did a set before the storytelling show that I saw the other night, and it was really funny.
Cool. Where's she based out of?
She's here.
In L.A.?
She's in L.A., but she grew up in Jakarta, Indonesia.
Oh, wow.
And so Melanie Maras, or Maras, Aku Tinta Padamu. It's the only Indonesian I know. And it's because I took Indonesian studies in college.
Nice.
I'm saying it wrong as well.
My dad lived in Jakarta for a while. It was one of the places he worked.
That's so cool.
Overseas when I was a child.
When you were a child, he worked in Jakarta, and you did not get to go to Jakarta.
No FaceTime. Phone calls were like, I don't know, they were completely unaffordable back then, international phone calls. He lived in Jakarta. I forget. I don't know where. Like, I just found, I was going through some of my dad's stuff, and I found the hotel he stayed at in Manila in the Philippines when he lived there. It was like,
wow.
Yeah, and I Googled it, and I'm like, it's still up, and it looks like the original building because it looks kind of oldish. And same with them.
I've always wanted to go to Indonesia and the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
should do a tour of the different hotels that your dad lived at.
My dad, I'm a little afraid of going to places with unstable governments.
You live here. Come on.
I know. I understand how people get tribal because I'm outraged that the EU is suing Luxembourg for not being tough enough on money launderers. Now, like, if it was any other country, I'd be like, that's bullshit. And I'm like, listen, they got to make their money, okay? They're a banking company, okay? Let people do what they do.
Yeah, that's what the Swiss said about the World War II. You don't want Money laundering, bad.
Well, but Luxembourg doesn't have any. There, it's a landlocked country. They don't have a coast. They don't. They can't do shipping. I mean, what else can they do, Jackie? Back off.
They can still. They can still be in the banking industry. They just don't have to fund the things that.
Wow, I didn't know I was talking to the police now. Okay,
I got a nose problem. That's what I got. I got to be the police. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Irene 2 show.
Mm-hmm.
She's always a fun. And then in Gaio, I'm doing it with Doug Benson.
Cool.
And it's on 4/20. And Stay with your brand. I got the one joke about that show, and it's that I'm the designated driver. but nobody's going anywhere, right? So I think 4/20 might be Thursday.
Okay.
I don't know. We're entering week 9 or 10 here, and
So Sean McCarthy at the Comics Comic wrote a blog about clubs are reopening now. You know,
right.
There's a couple improvs in Texas are reopening, and Wise Guys reopened, and the Comedy Club in Kansas City, I think. Did you work
Kansas
that
City
one? Dustin Kaufman? Okay, so he did there's a video that he did that it's like at 25% capacity or something.
Can I chat something?
Yes. Wow, this is
a lot of silence, a lot of snark.
Hold on, I have to flip my thing around.
Oh, that's right, because you're on an iPad. I'm so sorry.
I don't even know if I can see the chat on the iPad. I think iPad's limited capacity.
Later, you're gonna laugh.
I can't wait.
Laugh and laugh.
You could tell me later. I was thinking
so,
about this.
Yeah, so they're 25%, 33%, 65%. That's what they're doing, right?
Yeah. Am I still looking up?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're still straight.
Okay. I'm torn.
Because, oh, of course. Are you kidding?
I mean, especially like if you're a younger comic, you don't have anything but comedy that makes you feel good, right? Yeah. For most of us, especially when you're first starting, you find it, you're slightly good at it. You're like, oh my God. And then you just need as many spots as possible. And
And you feel invincible, and you feel invincible
and
you're young enough, and you don't have like kids.
You can't say no. Like, how many shitty gigs do we do for no money? You drive 3 hours. There's no hotel. You drive back. We put ourselves in grave danger
all
the time.
Yes.
For stage time, for shitty stage time.
Yeah.
And I, you know, so there's got to be a ton of comics that are like, I don't give a fuck, or. Maybe they kind of give a fuck, but a bigger part of their brain is like stage time and
or money. Like if literally this is my solo income.
If there's money,
I'm like, and I'll tell you this: my June has not canceled, but I think he's waiting for the theater to cancel it.
Yeah,
because that's how the insurance works with theaters. I guess
is it for Brian Regan?
Yeah.
Okay.
For Brian Regan. And then the one after that is Dr. Grin's
Grand Rapids?
Yeah, Grand Rapids. He hasn't canceled it either.
Here's the thing about that room, though. It's a giant room, which is normally not great for comedy, but it's better than a low-ceilinged room at the moment. The more ventilation you have, the better. I mean, I don't even know if they have how their ventilation is, but I'm just saying that what makes it, you know, it's a little less worrisome than if you were like at the Cellar, right?
Yeah, right. And I mean, I wonder when this comes back, if it's going to stop Chappelle from doing 6 hours. You know, they say that the COVID, you got to be close to somebody for more than 10 minutes.
Right. That's true. The other thing is we're
I got nothing from that snark.
We're still
I don't blame you.
We're still figuring shit out. We, like the scientific community, is still figuring out what COVID is, right?
Right.
So now
and the comedian
so this week we know it's worse when you're indoors. It's worse when it's face-to-face conversations. We know laughing is like coughing, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like an outdoor comedy show, 6 feet apart. You're not, that's doable.
Have you done many of those? Like, I taste them in a
soda. They're awful. They're horrible.
Remember the San Francisco Comedy Day, right?
Oh, my God. The worst.
It was the worst.
I mean, in terms of laugh, you just did it to hang out with other comics, right?
Yeah, yeah. You got to hang out with Robin Williams, you know?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, look, there's fancy comics, all the comics I know and love.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that was the first time I met Robin Williams, and Todd Berry was right next to him. He was like, what am I? Don't you want to get a picture with me? And I said, no. Just to make time.
There'll be ample opportunity in comedy clubs in the future.
Right.
But here's the thing, like, so Texas is like, let's reopen the clubs. And the clubs, the improvs that they were discussing, Sean McCarthy was discussing in the article, are classified as restaurants. So let's reopen the restaurants, right? Now, the other thing to think about is your governor a piece of shit? Like, if you're a Texas comic, your right. governor is a fucking piece of shit and does not give a shit if you die, right?
Right. Really does not. And have you had the food at the improvs? it's not Flappers. It really
isn't. And it's not Hermosa Beach. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I there's comics that are obese. There's comics that have underlying conditions. And if you live in a state
diabetes,
where
diabetes, yeah, Lyme disease,
a governor that doesn't give a fuck about you is saying it's okay to open right. a club. And you, not only do you desire the stage time, which is natural and good, but part
it
of you
feels more real. It feels
does
more.
But there's also yeah. Go ahead. No.
It's not that the Zoom shows aren't real. They're just different rooms. They're just different venues that aren't as cool. You know, if you get a choice between doing Acme and me doing a one-nighter, I want to do Acme,
sure.
you know?
Right,
just because,
right.
yeah.
And you miss your friends. Comics are the only people comics can talk to, you know, in most cases. Everyone else is like horrified or shocked by half the things you even think. You know, like your first level joke, they're like, oh, that's terrible. Right?
Right.
So you can't, the people you have shorthand with, you know, you can't see in person. But there's also a pressure of like, hey, so-and-so's doing the show. All these comics are coming back. You might know you have an underlying condition, but feel like, oh, I got to come back, or I'm not going to, you know, when comedy comes back, there's not going to be a place for me, or I'm not a real comic if I don't do comedy now, but you
that
are
real
a real
comic.
You're a real comic.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
If you're doing shows yeah. on Zoom, you're a real fucking comic because those shows suck.
They're hard.
They're hard. And
the payback is fractional.
Yeah. So you're a real comic if you're doing Zoom shows.
I got a series of emails today from Hugh Moore. You know Hugh, right?
I love Hugh. He's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And his name's Hugh Moore.
Yes.
Anyway, he was like, what's it like? Is it fun? Is it real? Does
yeah.
it matter? And I'm like, it's all of those things. It's just, and then I just explained the theater thing about waiting for the lag.
Yeah.
So, there's you are a real comic. You don't have to go perform at any of these fucking clubs and risk your life.
Right.
Is that going to be our stance? Because that's my stance.
Yes, that is our stance. I understand the clubs too. Like, people are trying to make their fucking money, and they, you know, it's I would never run a comedy club. I can't imagine that that kind of work. Right. And as the guy Dustin was saying, it's like opening his club was a nightmare, and now he's got to reopen it a second time. And you're not, right. you're barely making any money. You've got 25% capacity, unless the tickets are like $200. I mean, you know, it's so even that at that point, it's a labor of love from the clubs because they're not going to make enough money to.
No.
It's not cool.
It's
not
just,
good.
All it is offsetting their losses.
Yeah.
And they're hoping that they can offset enough losses so that they can actually reopen when we're all allowed to reopen.
Right. And part of
I am sympathetic.
Yes.
I genuinely am.
But and part of why they're doing it is they've been reassured by people who don't give a fuck if they live or die. And right. Here's the thing. I understand a comedy club.
They want to believe it.
Yeah. I would want to believe it too. And I understand that. But you've got governors that are getting information from scientists and just going, I don't care. They don't care about you. Like, maybe a club owner doesn't have time to do 10 hours of research on Twitter all day like we do, right? Or whatever. But
right.
So they're trusting their government officials, and you got to look at your officials and go, they just don't give a shit.
They don't. Yeah, and the thing is I am sympathetic because this is my only income, and I get if your comedy club is your only income,
yeah.
You are tempted. You're tempted. But I swear to God, I don't know what will make me go back out. I really don't.
Here's the thing. Like, you know, if Washington State
is run by a sane person.
Yeah, Inslee's a sane guy, and they were pretty conservative. San Francisco, very conservative, right? London Breed, the mayor. But even before Newsom shut down the state, London Breed shut down the city. They've had a very low death rate as a result. So if the punchline gets the okay to reopen, I would be like, that might be a safe, close to safe as you're going to get. So if like Laughs in Seattle gets the okay.
Well, I still have a date with them. So
see,
and I recorded a video for them.
Yeah.
Just recently. But the thing is I have to, I mean, I can speculate all day about what would be the line. And the line that I've said out loud is it has to be a scientist and a doctor has to tell my government that I trust that it's okay. It has to be a three-tiered kind of thing where it's like, you're probably not going to die any more than you would have died from the perils of doing stand-up comedy previously, right?
The other thing, like Bent Washburn, am I saying his first name? Okay.
Yeah.
He did one of these clubs and he drove to it because he didn't want to fly. That's the other thing. So if you're in LA and you get booked in Texas, how the fuck are you going to get? Are you going to fly? Now, flying is much more dangerous than being in a comedy club right now. You know, have you seen that one video of how a cough recirculates in an airplane? It's incredible. You know, you are not safe in an airplane. Okay.
Oh, fuck.
So
I don't want to have to. You know that we went down to one car because we were going to try.
Right.
So, like, right now, Andy has the car. I don't have, like, if I wanted to, I was thinking about going to get takeout. I can't. And Sam Woo's barbecue doesn't deliver. They only take cash.
Jackie, so, my mom isn't using her car. Do you want to borrow it for a while?
I don't know how I get there. I have to.
We could figure this out and talk it out.
I'll figure
if you're
later,
interested.
Later in life,
you might not want the burden.
Wait,
of it,
except for the fact. Remember, you wanted to lend me your mom's car previously, and your mom was like, "No, I might need it."
She
said no.
She can't lift her own legs on the bed. She's not getting in a car. She hasn't been out of the house. She won't leave. I won't let her leave the house because she's such a danger. It's a risk to COVID. So it's a car is a thing. I just have to move every 2 days now. It's a total nightmare. So, okay.
So, yeah.
So we can figure that out.
Yeah. Hey, let's do one more break.
Hey, J. Keith.
Hey, Helen. I hear you have a true-false quiz you want me to finish.
I do. Here we begin. We host a trivia game show podcast on the Max Fun Network called Go Fact Yourself.
True.
Correct. The show is all about celebrity guests answering trivia questions about things J. Keith enjoys.
False. We sometimes don't talk about baseball or cats.
Thank God. It's questions about things they enjoy. Next, we bring on surprise experts every episode.
True.
Correct. Final question. It's just the two of us sitting alone with these guests.
False.
Correct. We have a live audience at the Angel City Brewery. See? You can hear Go Fact Yourself every first and third Friday of the month. And if you don't listen, you can go fact yourself.
True.
So, like, I on the books, I have a week at the Improv at Harvey's in South Lake Tahoe in June.
Okay.
Now, so South Lake Tahoe is in Nevada. And I think Nevada has I mean, all I know from the Las Vegas mayor is no one in Las Vegas gives a shit about you. So Comedy Club in Las Vegas is reopening. Go watch that interview that mayor did. She doesn't give a shit if anyone dies, right? Now,
no, she actually literally said that. And then she said, I didn't say that. And then she said it again. She was she's out of her damn mind.
You can't leave your care in that woman's hands. And South Lake Tahoe is in Nevada. I don't know if Nevada is usually much more conservative than California. If the club was in California, like 2 miles over the state line, it would be, I feel a lot safer. And I don't even know if it's reopening. So far, it's not. It's all closed down. But the other thing is a casino that recycled there, that might be but money always leads, right? So if anyone's going to figure it out, it's porn. They're going to figure shit out, and casinos, because casinos need giant volumes of people spending money. So if they can assure everyone it's very safe, they're going to do recycle there, and they've got. I feel like a casino will be highly motivated to come up with the safest solution, but it might take a year to figure it all out, right?
Right. What if casinos go the way of Luxembourg and just start money laundering? What if that's something? They need the money.
What if a casino money launders? Jackie.
I've seen the movies. I bet that's happening.
You might be driving to Seattle. Right. If it reopens and they're at a limited capacity.
What about a train?
I don't know.
Any better?
I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, you're still with other people in a car and
would your mom's car make it to Seattle?
Yeah. Yeah.
OK. All right. It's perfectly good runner.
So I don't know about that's my very conflicted answer about performing in a comedy club right now.
Agree. I don't know. It's insane. I will say this. Andy Ashcraft has a job interview. He's on his third round with this company, this gaming company.
Wow.
He might have a job. He's been doing contract for the last 10 years since THQ laid him off. And so if he got a job where he just worked from home like everybody does, but he made a good income and it came with insurance and a check that came every 2 weeks like people, because we've both been living like this, you know, and we're fine. We're, you know, I am grateful and happy and I have all the things I want. Except for live stand-up comedy, but it would be a sweet gig if he got that job. That'd be pretty cool. And he's eminently employable. Nobody's more employable than Andy Ashcraft.
Oh,
okay. So
that guy I would trust with anything. I wish he was running a state. Quite frankly.
Yeah. Oh my God. He volunteered my sort of pro Zoom account for the neighborhood watch meeting.
Oh, interesting.
Because the cops said that they could run it. There's always like our police liaison.
Yeah.
They said we can run it, but then we would have to stop it at 45. Why? Because they get bored. and Andy was like, this way we could have it for 2 hours. And I was like, why would you encourage that?
Oh, man.
Because it's literally... Every time he goes, he comes back. I never go. He knows all of our neighbors. And literally, he said that every single one that he's been to, and he said, not this one, though. But every single time, it's the big topic is that people, we have open parking in our neighborhood. And people are sad when right in front of their house, they can't park right in front of their house. So they put cones out. And that isn't legal. So this time...
Your entire neighborhood's under construction.
Our entire neighborhood is full of old people and who really don't want to walk 12 steps.
Well, yeah, but also you don't want a fucking plumber's van in front of your house for 5 days, right? Come on.
Right, right. Well, and it's not happening. But
used to have plumbers behind me, and they had this hideous van, you know, one of those vans where they're trying to get business. So it's got their 800 number all over the place and some crazy logo of a fighting plumber or whatever. It's like, I don't want to look. I want to see my tree. I don't want to see your fucking logo. So right. I get it.
Well, you get it. And sometimes when I can't park in front of my apartment, my house, I think, what a pain in the ass. But I wouldn't bring it to the next door.
No, you take a knife to their tires, right? Is that what you're going to say?
That's what I do. That's what I like. And I will say that the ice cream truck is still working in my neighborhood, which is they play Christmas music, and it's the dodgiest, windowless white van. It is a caricature of child
molestation abuse. yeah
and but the thing that did come up is it was literally 2 hours of people talking about how there's a lot of people driving really fast in the neighborhood.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah. And I did drive about a week ago, and there is some shitty driving going on. I guess serious accidents are through the roof, but accidents numbers are down because there's less people driving.
Right. Yeah, people are going so fast. Yes.
But the accidents that are happening are terrible accidents, more fatalities.
Yeah, I was going to take my kid out for another drive, but I'm a little worried, actually, about all that. You know, I do remember there's like a bird kind of near the front door, and I'm wondering if it's slowly building a nest. It keeps flying in and out, and I'm all for it. Hey,
we had wasps.
Oh, yeah. I've had those, too. My test pond, there's critters drinking water from the test pond. It's so exciting. I want to put a little camera. I want to get a little webcam and see in the middle of the night. Yeah, see if I get any possums. I know I have possums. I've seen two of them. When I was sitting out there late at night, they walked by me, like, give me the eye. Even though two of theirs had died in the previous year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was at the Helium. One of the last live gigs I did was opening for Maria at the Helium in Indianapolis.
Right.
And the bar is separate from the club room.
Yeah.
And I think that's lame. You know, where the bartenders can't hear this.
Right, right.
And I was talking to the bartender, and she brought it up, and she was saying, it's a little disappointing. And I said, hey, have you ever thought about, what do you think of this? Getting a baby monitor. And just having a baby monitor in the room, and then a baby monitor in the the one half of it in the room, and then half of it at the bar.
Sure.
And you could hear the jokes, and you could turn it off if it were comics you didn't like. How great would that be?
Believe me, all comics should be accompanied by baby monitors, because we're little brats.
So, what shows are you doing this week? You got the one tonight or tomorrow night?
Yeah, my calendar's taped on my closet door now. I'm doing a show. I think it's on the 22nd. It's a Zoom show, and all proceeds go to an American Indian Foundation that's helping tribal communities that are
right, 'cause the Navajo got hit. Did you hear that about the res?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awful. So, yeah. So that would be the best one to go to, or you can just donate or whatever. But, I have a couple shows this week.
Follow you on Twitter. You'll know.
Please follow me on Twitter. I'll let you know.
You know that I started putting the Zoom links on my website.
Oh, okay. So
I updated my website with the event.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I should do that.
I was like, well, now if people were to go, I'd be like, this is an online show. You can buy tickets, or you can just, here's the registration link for those Thursday shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might try to write. I have the show, the Acme show tonight. And then next week I was going to ask Bent Washburn if he wanted to do it, actually.
Cool.
Because
Well, he will drive over to your house and do do the Zoom from your house.
from my porch. And a friend of mine, she was like, can I have lemons and oranges? And then she made me some marmalade. And luckily, Andy likes marmalade. I don't like marmalade.
I don't know what marmalade is. It sounds like 1800s jam.
It is 1800s jam. It's got peels in it.
No, no, no.
Right. Right. Andy likes jam, jelly, marmalade. He likes a sweet treat on a piece of bread.
This isn't cooking, but I did mix seltzer, like a seltzer kind of drink, and some Jack Daniels, and I had that.
You created one of those bottled fizzy drinks that they're trying to sell to kids now. And, good for you. Good for you. It's... I made pork chop. We grilled pork chops the other night.
This is the first time I really wished I had a husband that I liked.
Yeah, you know? That would be great. Cause then there could be possibly, though I spent yesterday, I got a portable, swamp cooler AC kind of thing for the room attached to the garage.
Hold on just a sec. My mom, what? Okay. She just yelled, Lori. And then the next word, popsicle.
Well,
hold on.
I think we can end on that.
Okay.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.